Do you mean to say that we are the ones who determine the level of our success in business?
Precisely. From the very beginning, you make or break your fortune. You yourself are basically responsible for failure if you fail to respect the basic rules of business. Maybe that's because of laziness, maybe ignorance. We believe it's usually a case of ignorance, which is why we focus on educating entrepreneurs.
I'm already looking forward to the first rule. At the moment, I don't run a business. I've always been a little scared, but maybe you can alleviate my fears. So what exactly is rule number one?
The kind of person you are is reflected in your business dealings.
Well, that's interesting.
If in your private life you're a bit of a bohemian, you don't mind mess and late telephone payments, you're not hungry for new information, and you aren't interested in what's going on around you, then you can't be a good business person. You have to love healthy business risk. You have to want to change something, and especially to help someone. Every kind of business helps people in some way. If you do a good job of helping your customers, you'll be rewarded financially and with praise and loyalty. Baking good bread is enough. Fixing shoes well is enough. You don't become an entrepreneur, you're born one. If you're not born an entrepreneur, you're better off not starting a business and remaining a satisfied employee.
Those are pretty strong words.
You're right, they are strong words, but true. I'll be very glad if a person thinking about going into business heeds them, thinks it over, and then decides it will be better not to go into business. Paradoxically, this is the way I can help this person the most. I'm saving them from future problems, enormous losses, and possibly from ruining their life.
Don't you think you could be discouraging lots of people from starting a business?
That's certainly not my goal. Quite the contrary. But better to have new businesses started by those who are sufficiently prepared, strong, and have the necessary talents.
That's good to hear. Would you like to add anything to this rule?
This is related to the great and often fatal mistake of employees who, for whatever reason, decide to go it alone and found their own business. They don't realise that even if they're an outstanding architect, they'll also have to be a good manager and organiser, visionary, lawyer, accountant, tax advisor and psychologist, human resources specialist, marketing expert.